Blog Talk Radio. across the globe. Welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. They both will be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. But we want to thank God for the opportunity to be here with you tonight. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you. Tonight we'll be giving a scripture tonight, 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 7. We'll be reading that shortly. But we want to welcome everybody to Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. We also know that everybody on the planet, I think there's 7.9, almost 8 billion people on the planet, and everybody needs prayer. I think you would all agree with that, no doubt about it. So we're so glad you're here tonight. Those listening later on, thank you also around the globe for listening to Prayer Time with Bishop John, Dr. Denise Crenshaw. We appreciate you so much for being with us tonight. Hey, I got to give credit to the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir, My Help Coming from the Lord. What a beautiful, beautiful song. I tell you, that song will definitely put you in the thinking of the Lord each and every day. And I highly recommend y'all definitely listen to that one over and over again. So many great songs out there, of course, but this one just really puts you in the spirit of the Lord, and let the Lord use you as you listen to these songs in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want to give you the number real quickly. You guys have been on the internet like I have, 347-843-4559. You can text out the number. Most of you that are online have that number, obviously. 347-843-4559. Call in number 347-843-4559. You never know how the Lord is going to bless somebody, ladies and gentlemen. We just keep doing what we do, sharing the gospel, sharing the word, praying for you in Jesus' name. That's why we thank Bishop and Doc so much for being with us on Tuesday evening. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also, too, we're going to open up the lines later on as well. As Bishop allows us to do that tonight, we will open up the lines. Ladies and gentlemen, too, as well, just hit star one on your phone if you have a prayer request or if you have a comment or question tonight as well. Okay, we'll be doing that a little later on. So thank you so much for your time in that area. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we also want to give the Lord a hand clap of praise just for life. Oh, man, how about that? Just for life. How about your health? How about your family's health? And the fact that we got our blood running through our body tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. 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 Thank you so much. Hey, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. We want to give a round of applause or just a praise, a worship to the Lord for the man and woman of God tonight as well. If you all would that know Bishop and Doc, just give them a praise. Yeah. Thank you, Bishop and Doc, as always. We love you so much for being with us on the network. Souls are being blessed. Thanks for being set free. In Jesus' name, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the Word. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 7. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of chapter 10, ladies and gentlemen, in your time of fellowship, in your time of meditation in the Lord. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 3, 4. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Amen. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. And verse 7, ladies and gentlemen, says, do ye look on things after outward appearance? If any man trust to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that was 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 3 to 7. We thank the Lord for his word. The word keeps it going, ladies and gentlemen. The word keeps it together. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to turn this part of the wonderful time in the Lord over to Bishop at this time. We give the man of God. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us tonight, sir. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. God be the glory. Once again, we're here in the presence of God. We come to magnify the name of Jesus tonight. And we'll be praying against strongholds. We'll be praying against political strongholds. We'll be praying against poverty. We repent of your sickness and disease, every stronghold that holds the people back, that holds the people down, that holds the people in fear. We are praying against those strongholds tonight. And I tell you to be encouraged and know that God will answer your prayer. Know that God hears you when you pray. Know that he's not a God that he should lie. If he said it, he will manifest it before your life. As we pray tonight, we believe in God. We stand in the presence of Almighty God. And God, we are not telling God what's wrong. We, God, just giving God glory for delivering us out of those things that may try to hold us back, or hold us in captivity. We are praying for God to move on our behalf on the people that have everywhere all over this world, that the stronghold will be torn down in our families, in our communities, in our neighborhood, in our cities, in our countries, that we are believing God for the manifestation of miracles to take place. As we believe God, we know that God was able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. God assured us in his word that if we call upon him, he will answer us. And he said, the righteous cry is the Lord heareth and deliver them out of all of their fears and out of all of their troubles. The righteous cry is the Lord will deliver. And I tell you tonight, as we pray, we praying for things to take place that we've been praying for, and you may be praying for years, a month, a day, a week, a month, or hours, that we'll be in 1 minute. We're believing God will bring that manifestation into the forefront. We're believing God tonight because we are watching. We are watching over his word to perform it. And he says, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it will accomplish that I please. It will prosper into the thing whereto I send it. It will manifest itself. God, you ought to give God the glory right now. It's already done. We're just praying and thanking God for it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight, God, and we glorify you. Because the weapons of our warfare are not common, but mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and pour into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And Father, we thank you tonight. We glorify your name. We thank you for your word. So shall your word be to go forth out of your mouth. It shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you said. God, we thank you for your word tonight. We glorify you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We call those things that be not as though they already are. God, we thank you, God. We pray against that spirit of fear. We pray against that spirit of unforgiveness. We pray against that spirit of doubt. We pray against that spirit of confusion. We pray against that spirit of jealousy and unforgiveness. We pray against that spirit tonight of confusion. We pray against that spirit of division. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare your word. We praise your name, God. We glorify you, God, and we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Your word is powerful. Your word is spirit. Your word is life in the name of Jesus. God, we will go home to see Fangereleco. Rangerea, see Maroko. Your word is a consuming fire, God. Your word, God, in the name of Jesus, will not return to you, boy. But it will come that you please. It will prosper. It will manifest in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that individuals are being delivered from fear tonight. That individuals are being delivered from confusion tonight. That individuals are being delivered from poverty tonight. God, that individuals are being delivered from sickness tonight. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We call it so in the name of Jesus. Your word says, once you put it out, from 2 could put 10,000 to flight. And Father, we stand in agreement tonight, and we call those things to be not as though they already are. We thank you tonight, God, for your miracle-working power. You are the same today, to yesterday, and forevermore. And Father, we give you glory for it, and we praise you for what you've already done. We give you magnify your name for it. In the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit and pull down those strongholds. And God, in the name of Jesus, we pray against the spirit of violence tonight, God. We pray against the spirit of murder in the name of Jesus. We pray against that spirit of suicide. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, you promised us long life, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you have given your angels charge over us. And Father, no evil shall come near our dwelling. No plague shall be able to overtake us. God, we thank you for your assurance tonight. God, we thank you for your guarantee in us, God, that you are all things working together for our good. God, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. We thank you tonight that individuals being healed tonight from cancer, that individual is being healed from diabetes, that individual is being healed tonight in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, God. You're opening the deaf ears, the blinded eyes, God, the lame is being able to walk. God, you pray, God, you heal that person, that individual that have that problem. God, we thank you right now, that person that may have ulcers of the stomach. God, we pray for the miracle working power, because you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was on you, but it's with your sight. We already here. We give you glory tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, God. We agree with your word, and God, we thank you, God, that your word will not return void. We thank you for the people of God. We thank you for the body of Christ. We thank you for the pastors and the leaders, oh God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, cover them in your blood, God. Cover them from accident, God. Cover them from danger, Lord. Cover them, Lord, oh, shake hold. Father God, we thank you, God, as you supply every need. Father God, we thank you, God, that individual that may be homeless tonight, that individual about to lose their home and their job, God, we thank you, God, as you'll supply their need for. You will manifest, God, and you'll work on their behalf. And Father, we thank you, God, that you are working with all even their home and job. We give you praise, Father God. We glorify you, God. We magnify your name, Jesus. We pray for those that have lost loved ones in the name of Jesus this year. And years ago, God, we pray that you strengthen them and you encourage their hearts tonight. You be with them, God. You are a healer and you are a comforter. And we give you glory for it tonight in the name of Jesus. God, that we'll sleep, our sleep will be sweet in you. And we give you thanks for it. We pray against that spirit that comes to tear our homes, God. We pray against that spirit, against marriages, God, that come to destroy families. Father, we pray against that spirit even now. And Father God, your blood protects them, God. Your blood is covering them, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. The joy of the Lord is our strength. With joy, we shall draw water out of the well of salvation. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory, God. We praise you, God. You keep doing great and marvelous things. You keep doing marvelous things in our lives, God. You woke us up this morning. You started on our way. You give us another chance, God. We praise you for it in the name of Jesus. We glorify you, God. You're so long the worthy. You're worthy of every praise, Lord. We give you glory tonight, God, as you move in a mighty way. We praise you, God, for the doors are being opened. In the name of Jesus, every need is being met. God, in the name of Jesus, there will be no lack, God, in the lives of your people everywhere. Everywhere, in America, in Europe, in Africa, in Japan, God, in Jamaica, God. Everywhere there will be no light, even though there is a storm in their life. Lord, we ask you to calm the storm. And Father, those that are getting a storm and lost everything, God, we know that you already know the situation. But God, we thank you, God, if you make a way. God, we thank you for it, and we give you glory, and we give you praise. God, we thank you for peace that passes all understanding. And Father, we pray for that family tonight. We pray for that child tonight. We pray for that mother in the name of Jesus, that father in the name of Jesus, that child tonight, God. And Father, we give you glory, and we give you praise. That individual, God, that seems like all hope is gone, let them know, God, that you never fail. Let them know that you never love, you have not left them. Father, we give you praise for it tonight. God, you thank you, Lord. You're working miracles, God. When we don't even see the miracle, no, it's already been manifest, God. When we don't even come on what's sake, oh, God, we give you glory. That we can walk in faith, God. We walk by faith and not by sight. And we give you praise for it tonight. And we call those things to be not as though they already are. Tomorrow about this time, God, we thank you for the miracle. Tonight, God, in the Mosey, we thank you for the miracle. This very moment, God, we thank you for the miracle. And we give you all the glory. And all the praise shall be thine forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Before we go to Dr. Crenshaw, I want to let you know if you do have a prayer request or a comment or question tonight, just hit star one on your phone, star one on your phone. At this time, we're going to turn this over to Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Doc, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that powerful prayer coming from Bishop Crenshaw tonight. Amen. As he began to pray, praise the Lord in the spirit. Amen. I began to listen as he prayed. Amen. How important it is for us to be specific. Praise God. Be specific. Call those things out. Praise the Lord. Call it out. Call it by his name. Whether it be strongholds of poverty, as he prayed tonight. Strongholds, political strongholds. Strongholds. Unbelief, strongholds of unforgiveness, which emotional strongholds. Many people are dealing with emotional strongholds, that spirit of fear, praise God. And the word of the Lord even teaches us as we pray, praise God, we got to call that thing out. And it just reminds me of the word of the Lord in St. Luke 8 chapter, when the Lord was casting out spirit out of the man that was cutting himself and just attempting to bring harm to himself. The Lord asked him, what is your name? And he responded, he said, my name is Legion. Praise the Lord. And that's something. My name is Legion. The Lord has asked that question. You need to think about it. Why did he ask that question? He could have just continued on and just cast the spirits out of the man and kept moving. But he said, I want to know your name. What are you all about? Praise the Lord. That's how deep we need to get in the realm of the spirit when it comes to prayer. We need to get very specific. Target that thing. Target it. Target it. And the same tactics, praise God, the enemy tries to replicate. Even as the Lord teaches us how to be specific in our prayers, ask and shall be given. Be specific, seek and ye shall find. Knock at a door, it shall be opened. The enemy tries to use those same tactics in the very same scripture in St. Luke, the 8th chapter. The word of the Lord said, because we, and they sought the Lord not to just be cast out anywhere. They wanted to be specific. They requested to go into the herd of the swine. Isn't that something? Even demon spirits want to be specific. So therefore, we must be specific in what we do to fight back and attack the very spirits that come to kill, steal, and destroy. Oh, my God. So ask the Lord. Search out the mind of God. Seek the Lord with all your heart. Be specific about what you're asking God for. Don't be weary. Don't be weary in well-doing. Don't think about your prayers. But you go straight in and you target that thing. If it's depression, then you sit down in the name of Jesus. Whatever it may be, if it's fear, cast it down. If it's unforgiveness and doubt, praise God, sickness in you, it out. God is it. Clearly, the law that we can ask or sing, according to the power that worketh on the inside of us. What power is that? The power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. For the enemy, speak the word in the atmosphere. Doing the atmosphere. But don't ever forget that specifically. Praise God. Don't let the enemy have you down. Let the devil know I'm going in. Because if you don't go in, he's going in specifically. Praise God. Has his mind set in on your children. Set in your finances. He has got on marriages to destroy them. How to fight back. Praise God. Our weapons of warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God. So pulling down a stronghold. Fight the good fight of faith. Hold on to the word of God. And release your prayers in the atmosphere. When you've done all to stand, where the Lord tells us, keep on standing. Keep on standing. Great is he that is in us than he. God bless you, Brother Kevin.
Amen. Dr. Crenshaw, thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife, giving us a word of wisdom, also words of confirmation on Bishop's wonderful prayer for ladies and gentlemen. Bishop prayed for you, prayed for your family, prayed for your neighborhood, prayed for our county, our city, our state, ladies and gentlemen, and our nation and around the world. We thank Bishop and Doc for being with us tonight, praying over us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I hope y'all got the couple of key words there tonight, key phrases, one that Bishop talked about. It's already done. It's already done, folks. We just prayed, so it's already done. The word does not return void. It's already done. And Dr. Crenshaw talked about be specific in prayer. Be specific in prayer, ladies and gentlemen, whether it's over your family, over yourself, over the situation. Be specific because the Lord thy God is specific in dealing with things. So we thank God for that word from Bishop and Doc tonight. We're just excited about you. Hey, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. We get ready to open up the lines. I want to give you another chance. We do have some folks coming on shortly here, but I wanted to give everybody a chance so we don't miss anybody. Hit *1 on your phone. That'll put you in queue if you want to have a prayer request or have a comment or question for Doc tonight and Bishop. Thank you so much. Hey, we're going to the lines. We thank God for you. I will mention either your last four digits or your name if I know you. And some of you I do know, so we thank God for you. Brother John, you're up with Bishop and Doc tonight, brother. Bless you.
I just want to thank God and everybody. I just want to thank God and everybody on the prayer line for their prayers for each other. And I'm just praying for love amongst all people in any situation, and that we all learn how to forgive without a person even apologizing. That's it. Amen.
Amen, Brother John. Amen. I'm with you on that, my brother. No doubt about it. We all just need to get along and love each other. Amen. And forgive, as Brother John mentioned. Our next caller is Sister Sarah. God bless you. You're on with Bishop and Doc tonight. God bless you, Sister.
God bless you, man of God, and everybody that's on the line. I tell you, tonight is so special to me because it's prayer night. Every night, really every night that God provides is special. Because he wakes us up with the gift of miracles.
Amen. Amen. We got to continue to praise you, Sister Sarah. We just got to continue to praise on everything. Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
Yeah, and so I'm excited. And then Bishop was just giving it all he has when he prayers. When he pray, he just give it all he has to the glory of God.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it is so special.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and that's the way we have to be, just with prayer and fasting and supplication. We can just go ahead and get a breakthrough.
Amen. That's right.
we can get a breakthrough.
That's right.
And yes, man of God, I tell you, it's special. And I really, my prayer's going up if everybody would pray for me. I'm really just praying for a closer walk and divine revelation, knowledge of the word, because I'm really doing a deep study in the word of God, and I really want to just have that divine revelation, as well as just being, you know, my job, just maintaining a good job, because the Lord wants us to be fervent in our walk and our prayer life, and that's all I want. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Sister Sarah, in Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for my sister in the Lord. Thank you so much, Sister Sarah. Praise God. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, this is, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John and Dr. Denise Crenshaw on the network worldwide. And we just give God the honor and the praise and the glory for Bishop and Doc being with us tonight. And I want to turn this back over to Bishop.
Praise God. We thank God as we pray for Sister Sarah, God, continue to give her a closer walk with him and open her eyes of understanding in his word as she want to know the knowledge of God. And Father, we know that you are able, that you are no respected person, but you said, seek ye and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. And Father, I thank you, God, even now as you enlighten her in your knowledge of your word, and open her spiritual eyes as never before. And God, let her be sensitive to your voice. And God, we give you thanks for it. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God, even as Brother John pray for, as we pray for each other's forgiveness and have a hunger for each other's love, to love everybody in spite of who they are, what color they are, and nationality they are. Just love everybody. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Who shall believe in him, they shall not perish, but they shall have eternal life. Father, we just thank you tonight, and we give you glory for every soul tonight. And those that are on the prayer line, we pray a special prayer for them. We pray for their family, God, that you continue to move on their behalf. And Father, we thank you for that unspoken prayer that they have on their heart. God, that you will work it out. And God, we give you thanks, God, because you are able to even crush every stony heart, and you have changed their mind. And Father, we put them in your hand, and we let you be God, and we just follow your direction. And I thank you, Jesus, and I thank you for Ella Kevin being so faithful and committed, God, for being on the airways and preparing us to be able to speak the word of God over the airways. I give you thanks, and God continue to bless his family. God, I thank you for a miraculous miracle in their lives, and I give you praise. God, I thank you for a turnaround as never before. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. I receive every word from the bishop tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you received your prayer and blessings tonight as well from Bishop and Doc. We thank you so much, Bishop, for your time tonight. And Dr. Crenshaw, thank you. We love you so much. And those who did not come on live, we are praying for you. We recognize you in prayer. The Spirit of the Lord knows your needs. We just pray for you. The Spirit of God already knows your needs. So we thank you so much. Well, praise God. Let's give the Lord another hand clap of praise for the man and woman of God tonight. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got another wonderful Tuesday evening. The Lord has blessed us again with Bishop and Doc being with us. Thank you so much. This goes across the network, across the globe, and we thank God for all those in the five countries that the network where Bishop and Doc are heard. We thank all of the countries that are listening right now. I believe there's about 5 to 6 countries that listen to the broadcast, so we thank them as well and know that we are praying for you. So we thank you so much for those outside the United States and on the network. And we give all praise and glory to the Lord for the opportunity to be here with you today and be able to use the technology to get the prayers timed out. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you with this real quick. We got a song for you lastly, but I want to leave you with this. I want you to have an awesome rest of the evening and have a great, great, productive, and intentional week. We want you also to remember others as you go across your wonderful day in life. Live your life and day, no matter where you're at on the planet. Remember to love people and help them out as we can. Also, to remember to always out-love, out-serve, and out-forgive each other, ladies and gentlemen. And remember that Jesus is Lord. Put it out that we're at prayer time each Tuesday evening, Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're on the network, ladies and gentlemen, with Bishop and Doc. So put the word out to everybody. We want everybody to be blessed as Bishop and Doc bring the word and bring wisdom to our souls each and every day. Lord, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise, and we'll go to song. Thank you so much, everybody. Have a good evening. Amen. Yeah, this is a song. The final song is from Babby Mason called Pray On. I love Sister Mason. She knows how to pray as well. But this is a Pray On. Pray On. Pray On. Continue to pray. God bless you now. We love you guys so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Take care now.
There's no
God, for Bishop and Doc being with us tonight on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. You guys share this out with everybody that you know. And if you need to know how to do that, give me a holler. I'd be glad to make sure we get that out around the globe and around the network, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been your Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. God bless you. And let's give the Lord a hand cup of praise as we go out. Have a good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Bye-bye.